You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're about 18 minutes away, though, from Kobe Altman's press conference, if it starts on time. So we never will promise.
Oh, hey, that's throwing a challenge down right there.
All right. What time do you think it'll start by then?
11:03.
Really? Mm-hmm. You feel that, huh?
Yep.
You're feeling it. What are we expecting Kobe to talk about in this, Jeff? What do we expect? What do you want to hear from Kobe?
What do I want to hear or what do I expect to hear?
What do you expect to hear?
Culture. I expect to hear the word culture a lot. I expect to hear the words core four. Growth.
If he doesn't say core four, does that mean we're heading in a different direction?
No. I expect to hear the word growth. That's about it.
It's about it. You don't think we'll hear anything?
We'll
talk about the disappointment.
Maybe we'll hear we're going to trade Darius Garland for two wings who can come in and help us beat Indiana.
Oh, that's going to happen. Yeah, I'm not. Let me check. Checking. Incorrect.
Is that's not happening?
No. He's not telling you anybody he's about to trade.
Okay.
I would be highly shocked.
We're not going to hear that? Kobe's not going to say, hey, we're trading Darius Garland for two wings who can come in and help us beat Indiana.
And LeBron's coming back.
I think what he's going to do is he's going to set up three computers, all with the ESPN trade machine on them.
Oh, good.
And he's going to have all the media members walk up and put their best fake trades in. And he's going to spend the last bit of the press conference going, well, clearly this person doesn't know what's going on. No, we can't make that move. Well, that one might be something.
Don't you think you would just take social media? They just take social media and do that. Why would he need the media to do that?
Well, if we're just going to do social media, then it's going to be Donovan, Giannis, and LeBron.
Yes.
Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, and we'll have Craig Porter Jr. at point guard.
And a $17 billion payroll, right?
You know, these...
With taxes.
I am curious to...
Yeah, my money.
I'm curious to see what he can do.
Who asked you?
But I'm curious to hear what he might say today about the restrictions that the Cavs are going to be working under this offseason.
I bet he answers, doesn't say anything about restrictions and says, we have an ownership group that is willing, as you've seen before in the past, we have an ownership group that is willing to spend money and do whatever it takes. And I sometimes sit here and I go, wow, I can't believe that we have an owner that's willing to do some of these things and take on salary and take on cap restrictions.
Yeah, but what did we see last week? Where they are with the cap and everything else and the aprons and blah, blah, blah. If you re-sign Ty Jerome for $14
million,
it'll cost you $80 million. Well, why would you ever do that?
You wouldn't.
Nothing against Ty Jerome. Ty was fine this regular season. I thought he was a key part of why they won 64 games.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you ever, ever sign Ty for $14 million if it's going to cost you $80 million? Sorry, there's something you can find a little more easily in the NBA, I've always thought, than others, and it's guys under 6'4" who can play and handle the ball and do some things for you. What you can't find are guys who are 6'6", 6'8", talented on the wing who can handle the ball and shoot, and guys who are 6'11", 6'10", 7 foot, who can really help you win. Cavs have two of those. I think you need to keep those two.
Can I ask a silly question? What happens to the six? Let's just say they're like, yeah, we want Ty, and we're going to pay the 80.
Good. Okay. Good.
Where does that $66 million go? Back to the NBA?
You ever seen Adam Silver's retirement home?
I'm just wondering, you know, where does that 60 where does that 66 mil go, and then does it get redistributed back to all the teams?
Open tab at Peter Luger's.
It's going to be great.
Maybe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think it's interesting. Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys, great question to ask today. One, I think they need to increase the cap. I mean, I think that it is too restrictive right now with the money that's being offered just for average players. I mean, I think an average player in the NBA right now probably, I mean, just to make the team and play a little bit is $20 million. And I don't know.
I saw 14 the other day, Bill.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's accurate, but I saw that figure.
The average NBA player salary for the 24-25 season is approximately $11.9 million.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless, I do think the cap has to go up. You know, the question I think that's on the table, and this is my opinion, is they cannot win a championship with this group. And there's more than one reason. One is the mental way they go about playing the game. They go back to the idea they play hero ball. And some of this is Mitchell's fault. Now, I get it. During this last season, the last series, Mitchell had to take a role in which he had to be dominant a little bit. But nonetheless, there are times when that doesn't happen. And, you know, you could have a guy going 8 for 25 or 4 for 16 or 0 for 9. And the question I would ask Kobe is, why is it that this continually happens on this team? And that's one of the reasons why we got beat by Indiana. I did not think Indiana was on a hot streak, to be honest with you. I thought we just played terrible. And there's a difference. And then the question is will we ever get a player? You mentioned Craig Porter Jr. My opinion, again, I'd rather have him on the court than Garland. And the reason is, there's a greater chance he'll play defense, and there's a greater chance he'll distribute the ball.
It's all about fit, Bill, right?
That's right. And there's a lot of reasons I can understand for other people to say otherwise. But I do not think with the configuration that we have right now that this team has the ability possibly to even get in the championship, much less win it. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Bill always wraps up his point. And then wishes us a nice day.
Can this team, as constructed now, can they win a championship?
Oh, anything's possible, Andy. I do not like two small ball dominant guards. I don't know if you know that.
I've never once heard you say that. Never once.
I don't think that's the way to win a championship, is to have two smaller ball dominant guards. Not just the size of the guards. It's the way that each guy is probably at his best when he has the ball more. And I think they're both really good players. I think Donovan is one of the better players in the league. And I think Darius is one of the better guards in the league. But I do not like the mix together. Doesn't mean they can't figure it out. But You know, if you could figure it out, Andy, by adding a couple of guys on the wing who are taller, bigger, more physical, better defenders, maybe than the guys they have on the wing now, and can knock down shots. And I still think a big part of this might be, hey, Darius, what do you think about 14 points a game and 9 assists?
Will he do it?
He's already been paid.
I think part of this notion of hero ball in the playoffs, as conflicted with the regular season, is that these guys kind of all felt like they had to put something, especially Donovan. Like, I felt like Donovan felt like he had to put the team on his back because of the injuries.
And I understand that.
And I don't know that it was, you know, here's a guy
that's a tough way to win basketball.
And he knows the knock, right? He knows the knock. Can't get out of the second round. Can't get, you know what? He can't lift a team by himself. I'm sorry. I don't. There are very few players in the history of the game that have been able to do it just all by themselves.
Well, now that's true. However, in the four games that he played in against Indiana, Andy, where remember he sat out the second half of game four, in the other games he took 30, 30, 29, and 25 shots. Sorry. That hasn't been a recipe for this team to succeed. And it's not what they did in the regular season. You know, that it's just not. And that to me is part of this. That's not what you did, it's not how you won, it's not how you played. And I think that's problematic, to be honest with you.
I highly doubt he'll talk about players specifically, other than the positive things that he thought they would accomplish this year. That's about the only way you would, you know, you might say, you know, we asked Evan at the end of last year that we wanted him to be stronger, we wanted him to be more aggressive in the paint, and he fulfilled everything that we asked him. You're not going to hear anything negative out of him, nor are you going to hear, well, we think that, you know, we're flexible or that we're, you know, he might be a person that, you know, we may have to take a hard look at to figure out what their future with the team is. I mean, that's being the politically correct way to say it.
I don't even say that.
No, right. I don't think he would go down that road either. Yeah. So he's got to figure it out. But I think in the back of all of our minds is we're saying who is expendable, who can be traded. And that's, I think, part of the deal. So, all right, hopefully Kobe Altman when we come back. Otherwise, we'll talk to you, continue on about the Cavaliers and what you're expecting to hear Kobe Altman say at his press conference, which is scheduled to start in less than 8 minutes. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.